This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet Thursday to discuss the military operation in northeastern Syria that Turkey says is a measured and responsible anti-terror operation. Meanwhile, the mainly Kurdish fighters in the region appeal for help to save our people from genocide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the launch of the incursion into Kurdish-held parts of Syria soon after U.S. troops moved out of the area. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
Turkey's offensive has been expected as President Erdogan repeatedly vowed to push U.S.-backed Kurdish forces away from the border. Trump warned Ankara on Wednesday that he will wipe out Turkey's economy if its forces harm civilians and religious minorities in Syria, but insisted that the United States should not be involved in the long-standing Turkish-Kurdish conflict.
We were put into this battle, interjected. It was supposed to be a 30-day period, and we've been there for many, many years.
Meanwhile, reports from northern Syria say that the Turkish attacks early Wednesday caused several civilian deaths, including a Christian couple and children. Mustafa Bali, a spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces, told VOA Kurdish service that the Kurds will fight, even without American support. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday there was no blackmail in his July phone call with President Trump. That call is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry by the Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives. Zelensky told reporters he was unaware at the time that Trump had moved to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The full story is on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors in Germany are now leading the investigation into the shooting deaths of two people in the city of Halle. Germany's interior minister said authorities are treating Wednesday's shootings as a hate crime and an anti-Semitic attack. The shooting happened during Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days on the Jewish calendar. Dozens of people, including some Americans, were taking part in services. A gunman, unable to enter a synagogue, shot a woman on the street and a second person inside a kebab shop. Authorities said one person was arrested but did not disclose any information about that person. Apple Incorporated on Wednesday removed an app that protesters in Hong Kong have used to track police movements from its app store, saying it violated rules because it was used to ambush police. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
In a statement, Apple said concerned customers in the city contacted the company and they immediately began investigating the app's use. They added, quote, "We have verified with the Hong Kong Cybersecurity and Technology Crime Bureau that the app has been used to target and ambush police, threaten public safety, and criminals have used it to victimize residents in areas where they know there is no law enforcement." On Twitter, an account believed to be owned by the developer of the app said it disagreed with the decision and said there was no evidence to support the claims against it.
That was Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Political leaders in Australia and New Zealand have criticized tactics used by Extinction Rebellion protesters. Phil Mercer reports from Wellington.
Thousands of Australians have taken part in Extinction Rebellion rallies across the country. They've blocked roads, while in Brisbane, an environmental activist attached a harness to one of the city's main bridges. Dozens of people have been arrested. The State Premier of Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk, said that climate change demonstrators who brought chaos to cities should be jailed. In Sydney, Australia's biggest city, protesters said Thursday they intended to disrupt trains. In New Zealand, about 500 protesters Monday joined an Extinction Rebellion event in the capital, Wellington. The New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said while she respected their right to protest, she didn't think their disruptive demonstrations would benefit the global campaign for action on climate change. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Wellington.
The price of electricity jumped an alarming 320% in Zimbabwe on Wednesday. The full story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.